Chapter 20. The Ten Sephiroth. In the holy language, the tenfold preparation to which every pupil of the modern spiritual school is subjected during the development of the living body and the group is compared with the ten-stringed instrument with which the righteous sing their song. The seven and the three which are one are called the Ten Sephiroth, the ten emanations of the heavenly light in man. As long as dialectical mankind exists, these seven, three, and ten aspects of the divine magical life have been written and spoken about. So it is certainly nothing new, or the latest novelty about which we are speaking. We only wish to have you reflect on these ancient things and values of the divine life so that you will come to know your own calling and your own values better than ever before. And as you know, one has to possess knowledge of these things before one can put them into practice. If you begin to live according to the Ten Sephiroth, if you comply in a magical way with the ten emanations of the heavenly divine light, which go out to meet you from the sixth cosmic domain, then you will literally enter the priestly life. Are we not all called to be kings and priests? Kingship is the conclusion, the victory. But without priesthood, there can be no realization. Without priesthood, true kingship would be impossible. The purpose of the magic Gnostic life, then, is to render this priesthood alive and free in you. When, in the coming years of development both in the school and in your own life, you enter the pre-eminently Gnostic magic life and work, many forms of priesthood will be necessary. Many priests and priestesses will be needed on various levels. First of all, it will be necessary for every pup of the school to participate in his own inner priesthood. And when then the Ten Sephiroth scintillate in everyone like diamonds, many different forms and manifestations of priesthood will need to develop. From the group as a whole, from the group as a closed unity, magical activities will have to go out to all those who are seeking. These activities will need to be guided and carried out by a few, on the basis of the group's goodwill. For some, therefore, an exceptional priestly ministry will be necessary. These workers will be imbued with power, but it will not be a power which could involve the danger of misuse or exploitation. No, this priesthood can only be supported by the power of all, by the radiations of the Sephiroth. As soon as the ten emanations of heavenly light take shape in the group's participants, and thus the immortal souls, as the new consciousness, take over the guidance from the old eye consciousness, the right talents will emerge in everyone. There will be no question of everyone having the same talents, abilities, and characteristics, as is the case, for instance, among certain species of animals, who will act alike in similar circumstances. The entities participating in soul mankind have exceptionally high soul qualities in common, and although they will show widely differing talents, they are directed towards the same goal. It would not do to try to relate all this to the state of mankind of the seventh domain, in whom the great differences in talents can be ascribed to differences in blood, race, and nationality, divergent educative methods, and social and biological circumstances. The divergent talents of soul mankind proceed from differences in the microcosmic state of being. If we may compare microcosms with precious stones, we could say that every microcosm has been cut differently, and thus has facets which differ from those of every other microcosm, so that it extracts and radiates the divine light in a very individual way. So you will understand that, although all are one in soul community, there will be a variety of functions and occupations in the new realm which serve to establish, regulate, and manifest the whole. Thus, in the preceding years, there were a few who began to build a living body as a messenger from the past, a messenger of the new realm. They constructed and realized this body not for themselves, but for those who were still bound in death and night. Initially, they maintained and protected this body as if it were a private possession. As soon as the building had been completed, they peopled it with pupils. They brought them to live in the new home. At the very moment when this population has become self-realizing and follows the paths of the Ten Sephiroth, all the inhabitants of the home become co-possessors and co-inheritors, and also co-responsible. Here, no one is inferior to any other, but one is for all and all are for one. May we thus all know and walk this path of development and grace. May the 10 emanations of the heavenly light soon be yours.